Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It's hump day. Good morning, Carl and DeBot. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Did you get your fix?
I got my fix. Today, Wednesday, March 19th, 2014. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know what? Two people shouldn't be this happy this early in the morning. And you know what? And you know what else it does? It makes Bad Bob happy. Oh, Bad Bob.
I so relate to Carla.
It does. You know... Oh, hey, Bad Bob, you know what day it is, right? What day is it, Bob?
It's hump day.
Yay! He comes in, I swear, Bad Bob comes in every morning, is like the Grinch who stole Christmas. He walks in, hi, Bob. Hey, Bob, you having a good day? Oh, it's tax day.
Cold coffee.
Yeah, I need coffee. I need more coffee. Just more coffee. Anyway. Good morning, hon.
Good morning.
Hey, you know what? Let's spread our cheer over to Kathy Lathrop Cummings and our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 18 points this morning at 16,354. The S&P 500 is negative 1 at 1871. And the NASDAQ is negative 1 at 4331. Active stocks this morning include Verizon, which is up 5 cents at 46.75. And Bank of America unchanged at $17.19. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is unchanged at $25.58, and Pepsi is down 12 cents at $81.83. In the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.63%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 8 cents at $98.96. Gold is down $14 even at $1,345, and silver is down 16 cents at $20.70. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708-808-908, right here. You know what? They're in there. They're doing the job for you. They are, you know, you've gotten to know them. You can trust them. They're on their advice and what they're talking about. Give them a call at 243-7561. Set up an appointment down there on their offices in Park Marina Drive. Okay. Weather there. We have our weather.
Yeah, we do. It's sunny and going to be a temperature of around 74 degrees. We had talked about that we were going to do headlines and then go to the weather.
Okay,
so
I didn't
have the weather right up right now. It's 40 degrees. And I was looking right there about, let me just go to the weather in a second because I was thinking about
how somebody had just sent an
email to me. About let's give a little cheer out for the Record Searchlight because the Record Searchlight is reporting more positive things on their front page. And, so we do need to acknowledge that, you know, I mean, there's nothing worse than looking at doom and gloom on your front page of your city paper.
And you know what? You're right. And I take umbrage at some of the things, the way the Record Searchlight reports in this, in their editorials at times. But you're right. They've started putting positive things on the front page. And not everything positive. No, it's not a Pollyanna type front page, but they do take something that's positive about our community and stick it on there. That is a good idea.
So when you were asking me about the weather, I was thinking about this email about that very conversation. And we're going to be talking about some things coming up in this first half hour of the show about what happened with City Council last night. We also have national headline news like Toyota paying a $1 billion payout on something that we need to discuss that they did not disclose. And now let's go to the weather. It's 40 degrees out right now if you're just tuning in. We'll have a sunny day with temperatures around 74, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 48. Tomorrow looks like we're going to have around 75, partly cloudy night, mostly sunny. Friday was 75, and that's what we're looking at. Beautiful days, great to get out there. Calm winds, so I know it's been hard for some of our allergies these last couple of days. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Locally owned, family operated. Discounts for seniors and veterans.
Now, last night, I know we didn't get home, but either one of us, until about 9:30. By the time we actually got home, you had gone to the city council and a couple other meetings, and I had gone to the Weston Price meeting that Trudy Pratt and her group puts on. It's fabulous. A woman talking about tinctures and things, you know, and how to tinctures and
bitters.
Bitters, yeah. And how to make them and what it can do for your body. So see, we both had these full days and it was great to go home and be on our sleep number bed. And I'm still at my 40. That's my sleep number setting and I love it.
My sleep number setting is 35. And I tell you what, how much is a good sleep worth? I mean, really, it's because our schedule and how we run and the things that we do, it's important that we do get to sleep. And one of the things is that it's clinically proven, our sleep number bit, to relieve back pain, improve sleep quality, it contours your neck, shoulders. And the best thing is that, you know what? As much as I love Linda, we can have separate settings in the same bed. That's why dual air technology. We can, you know, and there's been times that I've rolled over to hug her and then I go, you know what? This is a little bit too much here. And so I have to roll back again.
Too much information.
Too much information there. You're right. But now, hey, look, right now, you can save $400, the lowest price ever on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed, which is, you know, these beds are rated by Consumer Reports as the best bed in America. Okay, the best. Check it out on Consumer Reports. And again, how do you find them? You head on down to the Target Shopping Center and you talk to Brian and Janice, or you can even give them a call at 223-2300 and have them and lay down on a bed. Get your sleep number setting number. It's over in the Target Shopping Center. There's one, you know, it's easy to get to and you'll be so glad you did. American made, guaranteed. All right. You know, one of the things we want to talk about today also is the what's happening with the Crimea. Putin, they've said, "Okay, we're going to annex you." And all, Europe and the United States are up in anger. But what are they doing? Well, so far they've put sanctions on 20 of Putin's friends in Russia. They haven't done things like cut off all the money. They haven't said that we are not going to be able to we're going to cut off all travel permits. They haven't said all this, but this is having a huge impact on people we know who have businesses in different parts of Russia. Different parts of Russia, not in the Crimea, but different parts of Russia. And they're canceling trips there because they don't know what's going to happen. So it's having a blowback effect on that for not just the Russians, but also Americans. The point is that can you just ignore what's happening? Of course not. You've got to do something, but we should have done something 3 or 4 weeks ago when all this was starting to happen. And we didn't. We waited. And we give a, you know, even if we're not, we're giving this aroma of weakness. And trust me, Putin will exploit this. You know, you can say together, "Oh, we're going to get all the G8 and G7 saying this is right. You can't write. You can't do this. You can't just invade another country." Well, they invited in. You could say, in this sense, what they did with the referendum, is it good? Well, I tell you what. Listening to all the things that I've read, the referendum, when you have 93% of the people voting, 87% or 90% say, you know, that we want to go to Russia, back to Mother Russia. But you've already got 20,000 troops around there. So you could say maybe the referendum was a little tainted. But what is Obama going to do? What is the West going to do? How can they break the hold of Putin and Russia on the election there? Somebody else brought up something else. They said, "Well, look, if Russia agrees with the fact that you can have a referendum to leave the Ukraine and join Russia, why can't Chechnya then vote to leave Russia? Aren't they going to have to honor both of them?" Well, of course not, because it's different things. Anyway, we got to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about.
I want to talk about.
We're
going to
talk about the Toyota, but I also want to talk about at some point today, and we will after you finish with Toyota, about carrying guns on city property,
and also that Malaysian airline new developments. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market,
many more. Welcome back to KCNR. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah.
Good. Big country.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Wayne's
back on the production part.
Yeah, we love that. Breaking in a new guy, and he's... how you doing, Wayne?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know,
how are you liking this?
I'm loving it.
This is what I love about radio magic. You know, this guy comes in and he says, I love what you guys do. I used to do radio in San Diego. I live here with my wife and kids and I'm all about, you know, wanting to be part of this. So we said, okay, hang around a while. Let's see who you are. And now you're at the board. So that's the American, hey,
we might even start paying you this week. Maybe next week. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, you want to intern? We're going to let you intern for a year, until you can just take over the shows totally and start selling things then. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Indwelling and our friends down there, the Abrahams. I tell you what. It is such a different type of furniture. They're getting floor coverings in. They've got wall coverings. I mean, absolutely, if you have not gone down to 1760 California Street, which is right across from Jackson, extending to the Bombays in there, go on down there and visit them. And they are such interesting people and with such a great outlook on life, plus great furniture. Indwelling, 361-6727 is the phone number. But head on down there. It's right downtown here.
All right. I want to talk about justice. Justice does happen. Remember the acceleration problem that some of the Toyotas were having where people would just say all of a sudden their car was, you know, if they lived to tell the story,
The car would just accelerate.
Up to 120 miles an hour. And when they went to court, some of these cases, they were claiming that it was the pads or the floor mats that got in the way of acceleration. And, anyway, so today, this morning, the Justice Department announced that Toyota will pay $1.2 billion to settle a criminal probe of its handling of the reports of unintended acceleration in its vehicles and subsequent recalls beginning in 2009. The settlement, the largest criminal penalty imposed on a car company in U.S. history, was announced by the Justice Department, of course, this morning, as we said. Today we can say for certain that Toyota intentionally concealed. This is why we're talking about justice and how important it is to come forth with information. And what we're finding out about a lot of things that are happening right now is bring forth information you know. So the concealed information and misled the public about the safety issues behind these recalls. Put simply, Toyota's conduct was shameful. This is from the Justice Department, and Toyota is going to have to pay $1.2 billion to settle this case.
And then when you add on to that, the GM, General Motors CEO, apologizes for deaths. The top executive of General Motors apologized for deaths linked to the delayed recall of 1.6 million small cars, saying the company took too long to tell owners to bring the cars in for repairs. And it said the new CEO, she's only been there for 4 months, has Mary Barra, has put herself front and center in the company's efforts to take responsibility for mishandling a defect with ignition switches in small cars and to ward off a threat to its sales and reputation. She just said is that she stopped short of saying the company would compensate families of those killed in crashes caused by faulty ignition switches. But she said GM would do what's right for customers after it completes an internal investigation. So, I mean, you've got one that was hammered by the government and forced into this. And you have the other one that says, look, we drug our feet, but they came out and admitted it and said, look, we're going to make this right. So, you know what? Right on for you. Okay. Last night, at 7:30, we're going to have our
Business of the Week.
Business of the Week with our Chamber of Commerce. In this case, it's Sports and Nutrition.
Yay!
Jill Martino. 8 o'clock, Sheriff Tom Basinkle's coming in. Last night at the City Hall, it was brought up about having city employees carry concealed weapons while on work. And it got a little... contentious last night. The police chief got up and said, look, I'm all for the Second Amendment, and I know Rob Pelletti, and he is. And he said, if when you're carrying on city property, there's a lot of things you got to take a look at. And he said that you have to take a look at the liability. You have to take a look at workplace security, different things like that. Now, it was brought up by Patrick Jones, one of the city councilmen, because he said he's been approached by several of the employees, said that why is it that you can carry or other people can carry a concealed weapon on city property, which is true. If you have a concealed carry permit issued by our sheriff here, Tom Basinkle will be on at 8 o'clock, you can carry a concealed weapon, concealed pistol, onto city property, but city employees can't. So that's the question. And what Missy MacArthur said was, well, I don't think this is something we should dictate to people, which is why not, because you are the city council, dictate to people. And it should come up from, if the employees want to do that, they need to come up to us and say, we want to do that, and come up through their bargaining chains. All right. I can see that. But the point is this, and here's the point that was made by many people last night, is that the city employees are citizens of our county. There are 5,400 concealed carry permits in Shasta County. There's 200 in the pipeline. There's more classes every week being filled by, may I say, some of them are city employees. So the question is this, should they have the right to carry? And if the answer is no, because they don't trust what's going to happen, which didn't come out last night, but that should be the question. If you don't trust the process so that the people carrying on city property, because all you're saying is you can carry. It didn't say you had to carry, though there were some really weird things being said last night by some people. Nobody said you have to carry. And so, but so the and by definition, concealed means is that you don't know that the other person is carrying a weapon. But the bottom line is this: is do you trust the members of or the employees of the city to carry a concealed weapon? And if you don't, now we've got a much larger question. Here is one, you don't trust the employees, or two, you don't trust the process. If you don't trust the process of a person being awarded a concealed carry permit, and there are people on the city council that have a concealed carry permit and said it last night, if you don't trust the process, then that's a completely different question. Or different, now that's another can that when you open that is if you don't trust the process of your employees carrying a concealed weapon, then how can you trust it for anybody? Because your employees are ones you know, and they're supervised by people you know. We're paying a lot of money for supervisors out there, right? So is the question that we just because we just don't think we want to get involved with this, that's one thing. But if it's that we don't trust the process of awarding a concealed carry permit, which I'm sure many of the city employees have, but allowing them to carry on city property, then we've got a bigger problem here, because then you could say is if you don't trust the process, then there should be no guns, no concealed weapons on city property or anywhere on city property, which means all the parks, walking trails, all of that. Is that the question? I don't know. We'll have to, as people come in. And you know what? We're going to ask every one of our candidates that are coming in running, how do you feel about that? Do you think that a city employee should be allowed to carry a weapon on city property? Because people running for city council, you guys have got the ones coming in, they could literally outlaw the carrying of concealed weapons on all city property. Now, of course, that would open up lawsuits like you can't believe in, probably a couple of recall elections, but you know. You never can tell. You need to find out how people feel about your right to carry a concealed weapon. Okay. Malaysian plane.
Well, the latest development is that it after the pilot had said that it had already had been turned off, the
transponder.
The transponder had been turned off when he said goodnight. That it already was the flight.
Everything
had been
was turned off.
Everything was turned off, and they said that in order for it to be turned off, it has to be done internally.
Yeah, everything was done internally. The other thing they're looking at right now is that the pilot had a flight simulator that he,
right.
that, you know, that,
he,
that he worked with at home. And I, you know, frankly, I think that's kind of cool. You right. know, he just practices at home.
And other pilots, they have their,
but this one had
not
been,
all, but some.
This one had a bunch of stuff deleted right before he left. And so they're wondering if those were things that he had planned, because now the Thailand government has released their radar reports that say, you know, that they saw it when it made that turn, but they didn't do anything because it didn't enter into their airspace. Now they've had it for 10 days when they turned it loose.
Thailand.
Then there's this photo, and it's kind of a specious photo, but they say of the aircraft, is this the aircraft over the ocean, you know, from a satellite shot, but you can't tell. The biggest mystery is what happened. Was it, you know, could it be that, you know, and here's another theory, is that the pilot's a hero, that they had a catastrophic breakdown on that plane. And this is what they were fighting it, like that one pilot did that fought it all the way across country here in the United States and finally landed it in Iowa or Kansas. And
how about the Hudson?
And or the one with the Hudson, but that one was, it's a much smaller plane.
That was amazing though.
It was, and that was almost a miracle. But was the pilot fighting something for this many hours that such a catastrophic, something that took out everything? Who knows?
Why would he turn off the inside, though?
I don't know. And it's something you have to do. It's something it's not by accident. You have to literally get in there, you know, call it up, type things in and to do all these things. It's a mystery that has got the world crazy. But now, let me tell you, it's moved back to the rear page. It's been 10 days. You know, you've had your time in the sun. It's back on the rear page of the paper, of the record searchlight. and all these other things that, you know, you've got the Crimea, you've got marijuana, gross, you know.
Well, before we take our quick break, I do want to say again about the record searchlight. They're on the front page, in the middle of the page, Mission Clean Up the Neighborhood. That's wonderful about a couple that are really looking at, you know, we're not going to sit back and take all this, you know, home camps and drug paraphernalia and stuff. They're on a mission to clean it up. Then on the front of the second part of Northern California, duplexes planned for Hilltop Drive. That's moving forward. Parks Dragon to Live Again. That's the new tube ride, should be ready for opening day at the Waterworks Park. These are things that are positive. We are not laying down. Our town is moving forward. Like Carl and I said, raise the bar, Reading.
Raise the bar, and we're going to do that. Okay, one last comment here about the guns is Sungold says, bottom line, liability for her is liability. Can you imagine a city employee accidentally killing someone? It would be horrendous.
That's
okay,
true.
That's a good
that's
part.
True.
Good point. All right, we're going to be right back with Joe Martino from Orchard Nutrition and our Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
The original Popovic Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds features local businesses, great ideas, the latest design technology, and exclusive home show only discounts. See the Axner Excavation full landscape design with ideas for your next project. Stop by the Saturday Barbecue Competition. Sign up to win a Big Green Egg barbecue smoker, compliments of Rainbow Pellet Hearth and Home, and have a free key made at the Carroll's Lock and Kivu. The first 1,000 people each day receive a free plant, compliments of Orchard Supply Hardware. This weekend at the Spring Home and Garden Expo. This weekend at the original Popovic Spring Home and Garden Expo, visit local businesses including Carpet One of Reading, Palmer's Furniture, JW Wood, Lowe's, American Door Company, Clyde's TV, Shasta Wood Products, Signature Gates, Wells Fargo, Melinda's Interiors, and North Valley Lighting for great ideas, the latest design technology, and exclusive home show only discounts. The first 1,000 people each day receive a free plant, compliments of Orchard Supply Hardware, all at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Go to ReadingHomeExpo.com for more information.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Reading, California.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The time is 7:33 in the morning, March the 19th, Wednesday, 2014. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our chat room is rocking here.
Mother's Day is coming up, so if you're looking for something special for your mom or your sister or your daughter, well, I don't know why. Well, maybe your daughter's a mom. Hello. Yeah. Or a girlfriend or whatever it is. Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive. They are the experts in watches and watch repair and gold and diamonds. And, really, Leonard is the expert in opals. That's his big deal. So, go in and check them out on, that's 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning to both of you. I was at the city council meeting last night. High drama. I love it when I go to city council meetings.
Oh, yeah, Don, was it, how about the, this ain't Dodge City and you ain't Bob?
Mr. Jones from afar and close up over the last 8 years. I've gone to his fort on East Cyprus and I spoke to him face to face on various issues. And he has gone, in my opinion, from being a reasonable person to a obsessed oligarch. He is obsessed with living with guns and weapons, and that's all he thinks. And he has said from the very beginning that he's only going to serve two terms, and this is the end of his term coming up in November, and now we're faced with having to vote him out. And I couldn't believe some of the comments that were made last night from young people to old people. I'm a veteran. I'm a sharpshooter, but... Man, I'm telling you, I don't want to have to pull a weapon on someone. I live in a neighborhood where there's heroin house right across the street, and when I have problems, I call the Reading Police Department, and they show up in force. And that's what cities and communities are all about, the police department, the sheriff. And beyond that is the highway patrol. I mean, we are surrounded by servants of the public. And to think that people have to carry a weapon is, to me, I can't even understand it. I can't understand it because I feel safe in Reading walking down the street. I walk every day through the west side of Reading, and, yes, I see people who are, we call AB 109ers. You can detect who they are in various ways, but I feel confident that close by or somewhere there's a protective measure called the Reading Police Department. And we need to utilize them. They will come. They will respond. And for people in the city of Reading, the 500, 700 employees to carry weapons, like someone said earlier, all it takes is one person to make them err, and that will take the city into the depths of liability that we would never know.
I think that...
I just can't... Then this issue is over, unless there's a huge groundswell of employees from the city of Reading coming back to city council and saying, yes, we want to be able to carry weapons. But I don't see that groundswell. And so the issue to me is over.
Okay, Don.
On to other things, people.
Don,
we need
hello.
Jobs here. We need to protect our water system in the Reading, in the North State, on and on. What is this obsession about weapons? What is it? Where is it coming from?
I think, Don, that if you listen to the... Turn him down for a second so I can talk. Don, give me a chance here. All right. Hey, Don, I think you're going to see is that you're right. The question is over unless it comes back in. And there is a question of liability. But I think you'll also, when you talk to if you listen to what the chief says, the system is breaking down. And the sheriff have both said that you've got to be able to protect yourself and your property, that they aren't always there, that it's an hour or an hour and a half out in the county. And sometimes in the city, it's 5 minutes isn't enough. You have to say to yourself, when you call the house across the street, how long, you know, if you've got problems, how long does it take them to show up? I mean, you're right across this. I know you're downtown and close to the jail and all the services, but you get in some of the outlying areas and you're talking about a long time. Both the sheriff and the chief say that you've got to be able to protect yourself. Now, the question about it being on city property, you're absolutely right. There's liability questions, but I go back into also is it the process or is it the fact that people, is it a process that they worry about the fallout on it or the fact that they don't trust the whole process of getting one? Hello?
Because the risk management department didn't even chime in and they could come up with some figures that would scare everybody should one incident happen. Should that be allowed? It's not a process. It's a personal thing. If I want to carry or you or anybody wants to carry a weapon, that's fine. You go through the process. And then there are rules beyond that. At Mercy, at Wind River, at City of Reading, whatever business organization, they have rules that say thou shalt not carry a weapon within this courthouse.
They have that. That's true. They have rules, and that's what they said last night. But the question is it the process, or you know? And if people want to work there, as Missy says, then that was the rule. Anyway, hey, we got to run. We've got other people here. But thank you for your phone call.
You better believe it. Thank you.
All right. Wow. Well, now there's somebody that you know has got strong opinions about whether you should have be able to carry guns, and he feels safe in town here. I'm not sure he feels safe all the time. But he says that he feels safe. A lot of people, I frankly believe you should be able to protect yourself and your family and your business. And that the police aren't always going to be here. We don't have enough of them. And if we did, that would be too many police. You don't want one on every street corner or in your front yard. Okay.
Well, how about let's take an early break.
All right, and
then
start
let's
all
go
over
back.
Again.
We'll start all over with our business of the week, Orchard Nutrition. How can it not be business of the week? How much is Orchard
Could
Nutrition
be business of the year.
A part of your life? A part of your life. In fact,
part
I went
of
to
our
a,
life.
I went to a meeting last night, and people talked about Orchard Nutrition. So you know, owner and founder Orchard Nutrition is Joe Martino with us today. But we'll be right back. Joe, say hello.
Hello. I'm glad
okay,
to be here.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're
going
to take an early break, and we're going to take it to the end of the hour.
Is this
okay.
KCNR 1460?
Bob.
Just so we can have a... At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Join us in celebrating Wind River Resort and Casino's grand opening of our luxurious hotel, located in Redding, California, March 14th through the 21st. For more information, log on to windriver.com. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away.
Hi, I'm Gary Hayward, General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. I am pleased to announce that beginning March 14th, with the grand opening of our new hotel, Wind River Resort and Casino will be the largest Native American casino to implement a 100% smoke-free policy. We are doing this because we care deeply about our guests, team members, and our community. This way, everyone's a winner. We'll continue to provide premier gaming, entertainment, and hospitality to all our guests. I'd like to invite you to come see all that we have to offer as part of the grand opening celebration of our luxurious hotel, March 14th through March 21st. Experience a smoke-free Wind River Resort and Casino and find out for yourself why it just got better on the river.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642 because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
currently 40
Good
degrees.
Morning to
yeah,
you.
Let's talk about the weather here. It's going to be a fabulous day with temperatures around 74, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 48. If you're looking for the forecast tomorrow, we're going to reach around 75. So it's time to get out those t-shirts, folks. Friday, 75. Lows in the 47s and 48s. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. And those winds are going to be calming down as well.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They are out there to help you. They treat you like their own family. Our Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 221-2642.
Love this part of the show. It's our business of the week. And Tim Scarborough, who is our Reading of Chamber Marketing Representative, head guy, do-it-all man. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, you know, you brought in a friendly face and someone we know and a place that we
That's
love
awesome.
To go.
Yeah. Great guy. Great business. And so we were excited to bring him here today. Recently came on board with the Chamber of Commerce, but he's been around for quite some time. And so just thought we'd bring him in and talk a little bit about Orchard Nutrition Center, Mr. Joe Martino.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
You know,
thank you for having me.
You just are this wonderful presence of a man, I have to say, for those people who are here and listen. You just remind me of the guy next door who has a great story, who is doing good for others. You know, there's a lot of trust and faith when people go into Orchard Nutrition. Now you call it Orchard Nutrition Center. For to go in and find it, you know, like, you know, you could take vitamins and maybe herbs and certain products that aren't good for you, but you have the experts in there that can help you to lead you in the correct in the right direction.
That's correct. Sometimes it's more about taking something out of somebody's hand rather than putting something else in it.
Well, Joe,
right.
That's
you can
fabulous.
Get the wrong things.
That's right. And you've got I know you have four nutritionists on your staff, and you've got all this,
but
did you just start out in life to open a fabulous store like this?
No, actually, I've been in several other businesses, but Orchard Nutrition came about because of some bad luck that I had health-wise and found the natural path to be my savior, saved me from cancer, and it just seemed to be where I belong, where I should be putting my efforts.
Well, that's interesting. You and I have sat down and talked for several hours on various occasions, and I did not know that.
Well,
but it makes sense that you've got you've got such a passion for this. It had something had to spark that, and I never asked you about that.
What could be better than finding something that you need and sharing in a way to make a living at it and help people at the same time? Take care of a couple needs.
There you go. And the so how long have you when did you start Orchard Nutrition?
1982.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's 31 years.
Were you always in Reading? Are you?
No, I'm from Philadelphia originally.
So what led you to the Reading area?
Big cities chase me out.
Well, I mean, I always think that it's really if somebody's from Texas and they're in Reading. You know, there's always an interesting story. Or they followed a love or they just, you know, followed a job and then that job, whatever. I mean, you know, people have interesting histories of how they started with Reading. And now we know the story of how you got into the nutrition field.
Yeah, I'm an outdoor guy for one thing and I was tired of the big cities. And, you know, from Philadelphia to Los Angeles and then just looking around for a better place to live, better for the kids, weren't grandkids yet, but better for them too when they come. And, Reading just seemed perfect.
It's a great place to raise a family.
It's a great place. It's at the foothills. You're close to the mountains, but not in them. Mm-hmm. You got the, rivers. You're not that far from the ocean. You got mountains. It's beautiful.
Joe, when you started then the store. Mm-hmm. And obviously you weren't the size that you are now. Mm-hmm. So when you started 31 years ago, where did you start? When you began, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, a little center up there across from the Civic Auditorium at a tiny strip center. There's a blood bank in there now.
Yes,
it used
right.
to be our dance, that blood bank, a little department store. Mm-hmm. Place that started out 100 years ago as a jewelry store. And I really didn't expect the kind of success we had. I mean, for the first 6 months, we didn't even have a sign up. but people were responding well to it, and we kept our prices low from the beginning. It just took off. I've been lucky. It's been good to me, but I try to be good to the people, too, and maybe that has something to do with it.
So how many people would be in your staff, Joe?
Right now we have 46.
So you're employing 46 people of the North in Reading.
Right.
And your daughter is also doing something terrific.
Oh, she's, you know, she was my main person. I'm glad she's being successful and doing something useful, but it's making me work harder. she's an excellent baker, excellent cook. She's just got a green thumb with food. And, she's making, gluten-free mixes for muffins, cookies, bread.
Amazing foods for life.
Yeah, amazing foods for life. And this is the first one, even though I'm in the business and I have other suppliers too with the same type of thing, this is the first time that there's no sacrifice to do the right thing. Generally, you have to make excuses for something that's gluten-free or something like that. Even health food back in the beginning tasted like sawdust. Mm-hmm. You know, now we have chefs into it. But hers, some people eat it because they prefer it, not because they want to be gluten-free. It just tastes that good.
Mm. Well, she's given us a couple mixes, and we love it. And, and it's something you can do quickly so you can feed the kids and all this.
Yeah, and top of that, she's a hard worker and very personable. So she's building. She's in the incubation stage, but she's got an excellent product. She's acquiring the knowledge, not just selling product.
Well, what I also love about Orchard Nutrition is that when you can go back and you have all your bins in the back where you can get every kind of legume. Is that how you say it, legume?
Yeah.
How would you say it?
Legume. Potato, potato.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a right way.
I want to make sure. Well, thank you.
Well, generally, when you ask me how to say it, go the other way and you'll probably be right.
Or I could just say beans.
And powders and every kind of mixes, every kind of – it's just wonderful to go back there. And the other thing I love about Orchard Nutrition is I go in there and grab a sandwich and a tea or a sandwich or something, and you have a little deli back there. They're so friendly, such great made-to-go salad. So if you need to do something healthy and quick and it's already pre-made, that's been made that day, you know, just freshly made.
Fresh, yeah.
Absolutely. So anyway, let's talk about the center and how it's growing, okay? We can take a break, and when we come back, we're with Joe Martin.
Sure, we don't need to take a break.
Oh, we don't have to take a break. Oh, because we've got a new clock now.
We have a new clock. It's
we're
more
stretching
talk.
Time. So.
More talk, less,
so Joe
more
Martino,
talk, less commercials.
As our guest, Orchard Nutrition Center. And let's talk about how the center is growing.
Well, I'd like to think that we're part of the reason for that, but the center itself geographically is the same for years and years, but we're getting more attraction in there, and I'd like to think we're the anchor in there. I don't know if anybody else would agree, but that's what I feel.
Well, you know, when we talked the other day, something that really impressed me was that you have four nutritionists on your staff. Now, these are people if I came in and I wanted to talk to them, I can just talk to them.
Absolutely.
And they're there to help me, and I don't have to, you know, I don't have to buy anything or anything like that.
That's absolutely true.
You put people in there out there to help.
Yes.
We also have classes in the evening now for a variety of different helpful or health food, diet, all types of different classes. Is that right?
That's correct. We're getting more and more people that are accredited in their field. Biochemically oriented, not just people's opinions, to teach and help folks. No charge at all. Just come enjoy it and learn.
You know, the other thing, too, is that you keep products that are not bestsellers.
Absolutely. Yes.
Because share with everybody what you told me.
Well, there's times that people need things because of a problem that they have that may not be a popular item. And bigger companies, you know, of course, they're more dynamic. They have a better balance sheet, but they go by a square foot, how much money it makes per year. We can't do that. We have a responsibility, just like we do with the nutritionist, to give you good information so you can make the right decision, not get the wrong thing. If you need something that isn't a popular item, we feel it's our responsibility to have it. If that's what you need, that's what you need. If it's not a great seller, we can't worry about that. We let other things take up the slack.
Yeah, and don't think that for a second that Joe is not a good businessman, because when he can tell you, you know, how many people are there and what they're buying and all this. So this is a conscious decision to bring something to the people that you know what, I'm going to lose money on this is essentially is what you're saying.
Exactly.
I'm going to lose money on this, but my customers need this, and this I'm the only one that can have that has this.
We can't be strictly a retailer. We have an obligation to serve the needs.
You know, that is so beautiful.
I think that's a spiritual quest.
That is. That is so beautiful when you think about it, that, that you're here, the community has supported you. And you, in turn, support the community, and it's been like that for 31 years.
I think it's just like with your neighbors. It's a give-and-take thing. You're not going to get along with your neighbors unless they can get along with you. It has been give-and-take. It's been very good to me, but I'd like to think we try to, you know, be good to the people when they're in need.
Sure. Now, what is the more and more people are talking about health, you know, and, you know, GMOs, is, you know, that big moves on genetically modified organisms.
I just got this thing about France passing something that the GMO corn has been restricted from any of to be imported in France at all. And so my girlfriend said, I think I'm moving to France anyway. So anyway, that's what we're talking about, GMOs more.
Well, I don't know if I would cross the ocean just for corn, no. But, but I understand.
Well,
you know, there's a lot of political stuff that comes into it too. You just can't get on a crusade, but our job is to be the gatekeeper, not to expect the customer to understand everything biochemically. That's our job to figure out, and they've learned to trust us to make the right decisions. I mean, geez, even reading labels, we get some old folks that come in, like me, that can't even receive the labels anymore, so they better trust us.
Well, everybody that that you have at your store, I've yet to ever go in there without having somebody that's been pleasant to me. They don't know who I am, but they, you know, they're pleasant, they're knowledgeable, they're willing to share when you're talking to them, and they take time with you. And you know, if this sounds like a big love fest for Orchard Nutrition, it is, because this is as you've just heard, here's a man and a family that give back to this city too. They can not carry things. They can make more room on their shelves for other stuff, but they want to support the people of the North State here. And, yeah. And it's clear, and it's even clearer now that you've been on, Joe.
Let's talk about your produce department.
Okay. Well, that's the original health food. I mean, what could be more natural than what grows? And, if you don't add to that, GMO is a whole new, scary avenue. There's good and bad to it, but we're worried about the bad, and we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. But the main thing is, it's everything we have is certified organically grown. And it's not just that, it's how it's treated afterwards. We wash our produce, but of course we use our pure water in our in-house. You know, you don't want to wash your good clothes with dirty water. Mm-hmm. So we take care of it after it's organically grown too.
Oh, so you do a second process. That's interesting.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely.
And I see people coming with their water bottles. When you talk about our pure water, let's talk about your water.
We have a 10-stage system that it all started when I started doing a glossary sign up to show people what the pH balance of each water is. Just the fact that it's pure isn't the whole answer. You want something that isn't going to be too acid or too alkaline. There was only one in the bottle of water that was pH balanced. That was Crystal Geyser. So we got hold of a water chemist that actually built us a machine, 10-stage, and it is pH balanced, has all the minerals. It's just the best water I know of in the county. And what we do for our customers is we allow them bring their 5-gallon bottles or whatever in, and if they're shopping today, they can have 5 gallons free.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Well, I know more and more that I go to my yoga class and we preach this, and I hate to say the word preach, but it's part of the
lifestyle.
Lifestyle is that we have to take care of ourselves. We have to almost be our own doctors today, because especially what's happening with the medical field.
Sure.
Thanks.
Well, Joe, we've only got about a minute left, so. Orchard Nutrition, 31 years into business. Was this kind of relatively painless today, though? I've been trying to get you on for about 2 years now. And now, you know, Scarborough gets you in. You know,
I was the sacrificial lamb in this deal. Somebody offered me up.
You know, let me tell you something about Joe. Is that, well, if you're in there, I was in there talking to him one day, and his whole family comes in. They cycle through, grandkids, everybody. And you know what? They hug. They hug him. Oh, hi, Grandpa. You know, I mean, just like, you can see it. They're just all this love that they have for this man.
Oh, yeah. I'll hug your dog if it doesn't bite. You know, I mean, sure. That's just as important as healthy food.
You know what?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
And, so anyway, Joe Martino, Orchard Nutrition Center, they have it all. They've expanded even a little bit more in there so they can have more, I believe you said more, available.
I wish we had more room. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, 'cause you could probably add another 10,000 feet on easy, couldn't you?
When I first took that place, it looked like an indoor football field to me when we left the small place.
Right.
And now I just wish I could blow the walls out another 50 feet on each side.
Wow.
And you said that you give classes as well?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we can...
Classes, but also one-on-one. We never, yeah. You know, in 32 years, I've never charged a nickel for consultation. It's just like a New York cop giving directions. It's just our responsibility.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming on.
And
but
thank you for having me. I had fun.
Well, okay, thank you for your business too. And I mean, thank you. I mean, thank you for having Orchard Nutrition and your spirit behind it. Absolutely. You know what? I can't say enough about it. Head on down. If for some reason you haven't been down there, go on down and find out what a great place this is.
Or give them a call at 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle.
In the Cypress Square Shopping Center there, okay? Hey, look, when we come back after the break, we're going to have Sheriff Tom Basinko on, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things. But we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With Toyota over its failure to disclose safety problems, Attorney General Eric Holder made the announcement this morning.
The $1.2 billion payment represents the largest criminal penalty imposed on a car company in the history of the United States. This is appropriate, given the extent of the deception carried out by Toyota in this case.
At issue, whether Toyota was forthright in reporting problems related to unintended acceleration. Large increases in exports and overseas investments income narrowed the U.S. current account deficit to the lowest level in 14 years in the final quarter of last year.
The Commerce Department says the deficit fell from $96.4 billion in the July to September quarter to $81.1 billion in the fourth quarter. The increase in goods exports was driven by petroleum and agricultural products. U.S. exports of goods and services went up 1.8% in the fourth quarter, while overseas investment income increased 4.3%.
SRN's Jeremy House reporting, the current account is the country's broadest measure of trade, covering not only goods and services, but also investment flows. In Illinois...
Let's get him! Let's get him!
Businessman Bruce Rauner defeating three veteran lawmakers to win the GOP nomination for Illinois governor, and it's his first bid for public office. He told supporters last night he and running mate Evelyn Sanguinetti will work hard for the people if they win in November.
It's an honor for Evelyn and I. We are excited to go to work for you and every voter in this state. Let's shake up Springfield. Let's go get him!
Rauner ran on a promise to shake things up for career politicians as well, and special interests, the two powers he says are helping to create Illinois' current financial problems. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average off to a respectable start, slow going, but it's up 14 points right now, and the S&P 500 is also up about 20. This is SRN News.
I'd gotten a big promotion at work. Our daughter was getting married. So we thought, here we are, life's going to be great. At that point, everything changed.
When Sybil Redmond was diagnosed with cancer, her faith guided her to Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
As soon as we walked through those doors at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, all my anxiety left. To know that they embrace not only you, but your faith just makes such a big difference.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, spiritual support plays an important role in our integrative approach to treating cancer.
Our pastor has been with us every step of the way, through every chemo treatment. It gives you the strength and encouragement to keep on.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit.
I firmly believe God led me here.
If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with complex or advanced stage cancer, call us today at 855-939-HOPE. That's 855-939-HOPE. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Thousands of IRS employees have learned that their personal information may have been put at risk.
The problem arose when an IRS employee brought home an unencrypted thumb drive and used it on a home computer. The thumb drive contained information on roughly 20,000 current, former, or contract employees. The data included names and social security numbers. In an agency statement, the IRS said the issue dates back to at least 2007 and does not involve taxpayer information. The statement also says the IRS strongly believes a similar situation situation could not happen today because of strengthened encryption policies at the IRS, which were implemented in 2008. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve wraps up its first meeting today under Janet Yellen's leadership, and investors will be watching closely for any hint of a change from the path set by her predecessor, Ben Bernanke. After the Fed issues its statement at the end of its policy meeting and updates its economic forecast, Yellen will hold a news conference. This is SRN News. President Obama presented 24 medals of honor at a rare White House ceremony on Tuesday.
This is the single largest group of service members to be awarded the Medal of Honor since the Second World War.
The 24 servicemen, Hispanics, Jews, and African Americans, were identified following a congressionally mandated review to ensure that recipients were not overlooked because of racial prejudice. Researchers say Burmese pythons turn out to be very good at finding their way back home. Researchers caught six of them in the Everglades, turned them loose a couple miles from where they found them, and...
We discovered this phenomena of homing, of a map and compass ability in the pythons, which previously had not been documented in snakes.
That's University of Florida professor Frank Mazzotti. He says when the snakes were released 2 miles away from where they were caught, they eventually found their way home within just a couple of months. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Turn me on. Turn me on. Welcome.
Bob?
Welcome back to Free Fire. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We have new producers in here today, and he's pushing buttons that are a little strange. Let's turn that microphone around and turn the rest of them off so because I'm hearing everything in the background here. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Wednesday hump day. I was trying to play my hump day thing, but we got overrun there. Okay, wait a minute. Can we do it?
Oh, that's right. Hey, Joe Martino, was he amazing?
Yeah, he was great. He was great.
I love that. Yeah. That just put a whole new spin. Already on a positive deal,
That. I knew a lot about this, about Joe. I didn't know that he got into it because he had an illness. But look at what he gives back to this community. Mm. It's just outstanding. That was Orchard Nutrition. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor and our Market Minute.
Yes.
Catherine Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning,
Catherine.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda and everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 10 points at 16,346. The S&P 500 is positive fractionally at 1,872. And the NASDAQ is negative 5 at 4,327. Active stocks this morning include Plug Power, which is up 15 cents at $6.11. And Sirius XM Radio, unchanged at $3.39. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 2 cents at $23.62, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 4 cents at $44.55. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.69%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 20 cents at $99.08. Gold is down $18.70 at $1,340.30. And silver is down 25 cents at $20.60. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. And again, we'll hear back from our Wells Fargo advisors at 9:05. We love our Wells Fargo advisors. They're located on Park Marina Drive here in Redding. Give them a call at 243-7561. Find out what's happening with your portfolio. Investment experts. Oh, my gosh. Thomas Anko's in the other room.
Yeah.
You know, we had Joe Martino and Tim Scarborough, and then of course Tom Basenko came in, and then we found out that, you know, Steve was in the other room. Steve was going to be on KLXR, which is also in the house, and talking about the schools are doing a jazz kind of a thing at the mall this weekend. So there's all this stuff going on. What do we have up?
Well, what we have up is Tom Basenko, if we can go run him down now. He's over in the other room. Why don't you go chase him and tackle him and bring him back in here. Hey, while we're doing it, it's a portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, our friends over there. Joe and Shelley, we have Espresso Joe's and all the great things that happen with veterans always getting discounts, finest walk-in humidor in the state, meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And they provide so much for our community and their support for our veterans and other groups in our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And now Tom is in the house. Sheriff
Tom Basenko.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we're adjusting your headphones. Hey, we've got, you know, we can see we got a new board guy today. Wayne is working. That now you totally turned me off.
Okay.
Oh, let's.
Don't want to get in your personal life. How about now? It's okay.
Is it too loud?
Yeah. Okay. We'll go on with the show.
Okay. Good morning. No button turning while we're on the air. How's that? All right. Good morning, Tom. So what's been happening? Let's just go, how about if we just take a break? Let's take a break here. Let's take an early break here.
Yeah, so we can get everybody organized. All right. We'll be right back.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her at MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Redding Gun Owners of California is hosting its 5th annual fundraiser banquet and auction, March 29th at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join other advocates of the Second Amendment for a night of festivities, gun raffles, and one-of-a-kind auction items. All proceeds go to continue the fight for our constitutional right to own, possess, and carry firearms in California. Tickets can be purchased from Jones's Fort, 223-3223.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Gosh, March the 19th, Wednesday, hump day. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Spray Service. 20 years in Redding and offering pest control, weed control, tree spraying, and lawn treatments. You know what? I'm going to have to, you know, we need a lawn treatment, Linda. We need a lawn treatment.
We do need a lawn treatment.
And so we're going to give them a call at 221-3007 and get our lawn treated because obviously it needs some help in here and
yep,
they can do it.
Do you even have a lawn?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's green, but I'm not sure it's grass though. I'm not sure what it is, but we're going to talk about grass in a couple minutes with our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinkle, Shasta County Sheriff. Check out readingspray.com. Okay. As we said, our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinkle.
Good morning. Love to be here every month.
Well, we like, you know what? We really like you being here. You and Rob talking about law enforcement, but you know, all different aspects of our community. But it's been a kind of a tough month for everybody here.
It has in law enforcement. A lot going on. We've had some very critical incidents, but that's why we're here. We're here to serve the community, here to serve our organizations and be here for the community.
Tom, I think a lot of the questions, you know, we had that one, and it was the one where the guy got released. I know you're familiar with this. He was arrested, and I think they had to take him down with a dog. And, then he came into the jail, and they kept him for an hour and a half, and then kicked him loose, and he went in and broke into two more houses.
Kind of a little bit backwards, but he got arrested for burglary.
Okay.
Got released, and then ended up breaking into a couple more houses with the dog, and then they ended up taking him down with the dog.
Okay, that's when they took, okay.
That isn't an uncommon occurrence.
Right.
Our jail is full, and it has been full since about 1993. One of the problems we have right now is we have many people, thank you very much, Prison Realignment, Jerry Brown, and our legislators. We have a lot of people that we just can't release. We have about 40 people that are in for, multi-year sentences because they don't go to prison now due to prison realignment.
Right.
We have one person that's serving 3 years to life.
You have a person in the jail serving 3 years to life because of?
A crime. I don't have the crime in front of me. There's another person serving 11 years, another person serving 10 years, and a whole bunch of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 year sentences adding up to about 40 people in custody, and that changes daily. They don't go to prison anymore. A lot of people don't go to prison.
Plus you have like 100-something people that you've got in there for homicide?
We have 120-something people in for homicide, rape, sex crimes, robbery, assault, and domestic violence and kidnapping, all total. There's about 24 people or so that are in for some form of criminal homicide.
Okay.
Killing somebody.
Okay, they've killed somebody. This could be a DUI, killing somebody, or not. That's not.
That could be a vehicular manslaughter. That's still a homicide. Somebody died.
You're still dead. But then you've got all these others.
120-something there.
Uh-huh.
Nearly another 100 people that are in for some form of theft. Burglary, theft, grand theft auto. And those are all pending trial, forgery. Another 60-something that are in for some type of drug or alcohol crimes. And then miscellaneous offenses like probation and parole violations, escape, and other felonies all adds up to about that snapshot that I just gave you, 367 people. We have a capacity of 343 due to a court order. And so every day we receive 20 to 60 bookings. Just Reading Police Department averages 20 bookings a day throughout the year. And so there's a bed deficit. We got people that are housed out of county. We got nearly another 100 people that are on some form of GPS, and those are people that have been sentenced. We're trying to get more room if we can, but you just can't ship everybody out of county because you have to have the pre-sentenced people stay here for trial.
Okay, now I understand that. But what about the ones that have been sentenced? Why can't we ship them out? I mean, it costs us how much? About $85 or $90
roughly
per day? Can't we find a $65 one and ship 100 out?
Unfortunately, no. And then they have criteria with them.
Okay.
We spend about $600,000 a year shipping people out of county, and it's still not enough room. So it makes it a real tough problem. We're trying to deal with it the best we can. We have supervised OR, which is through probation, which they put GPS people on some people that are out for OR.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing the best that we can with the facility and the resources and the funding that we have available.
Rob Pelletti said the other day that he thinks the And it's the first time I've said, heard him say this. And I maybe I misunderstood him, but I'm pretty sure he said it, was that the system's kind of broken down.
It is. We're
not,
absolutely.
The system is broken. And while we're not at that perfect storm, a lot of people are concerned is that we're moving our way in there. And when I say a perfect storm is that somebody gets, you know, a little old lady or Linda or me, is walking down
the
street.
Somebody think I'm a little old lady.
I was just going to say, you're not calling Linda a little old lady.
No, I said a little old lady or Linda or me. We're walking down the street and somebody hits us in the head and robs us.
Yeah.
We haven't reached that point.
No, you don't usually see those random acts of violence here in Shasta County or in Redding. The system is broken, and you can go to county after county. We have a lot of releases here in Shasta County. Los Angeles County, they have 19,000 people that are in custody, the largest jail system in the nation, but they're at 100% capacity, and they look at about 40,000 releases a year due to capacity. It's just a number of zeros. Other ones, Fresno and Modesto, are in the same situation, Stanislaus County. It's because the system is overloaded. We don't have enough beds in our jails. About 40 out of the 58 county jails are at some form of capacity releases due to a court order, federal court order, or a self-imposed limit, and that's so you don't get sued due to overcrowding.
So what's, Tom, I mean, I've got the two chief law enforcement officers of Shasta County and the largest city up here in the North State telling me the system's broken.
Yes.
The court system
is broken, too.
It gets
overloaded.
What are we going to do?
Long delays in the court process, part of due process.
Which is why you have to keep some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking about a homicide. From what I understand, a homicide can take up to 5 years to get them to
Absolutely,
trial.
Absolutely, especially if it's a capital crime.
Right.
The Shasta's Most Wanted. That's been a great program. We've gotten over 100 people arrested that have been wanted. Usually those people have gone through the court system, have been convicted, and then failed to show up for their sentencing. So we made them a project, and we put them on the most wanted. We've arrested over 100 of those people, and what happens when they get arrested is they usually have new crimes. They're in possession of guns. They're in possession of dope. And so then they have these trailing ones that don't allow them to be sentenced until they get the other stuff going. We have over 45 of those people still in custody. We arrested over 100. 45 of them are still in custody because they have trailing cases.
So 55 of them been kicked back out on the street again then?
No. Oh. 55 of them have either been sentenced to jail or to prison and get shipped out.
So they're gone then?
They're gone.
They're off the streets?
They're either off the streets or they're serving time through alternative custody like on the work release program.
Okay. All right.
But they got sentenced.
Okay. So there's no room. The court system is backed up. The whole justice system is broken down.
And the prisons are still overcrowded. The governor just got a 2-year reprieve to try and get his prison population down. They're still over the amount of to be required by the Supreme Court. They still have to knock it down by another 10,000 or so, and there's 10,000 inmates sitting out of state in Mississippi, I think.
Well, I think another thing too is that I read something the other day is that the state's saying is that the counties are playing dirty because the counties are now giving people the second giving people second strikes, and they're sending them to prison. The counties are showing bad attitudes about this.
The counties, the district attorneys, are the ones who charge a person and prosecute the cases. The district attorneys are doing their job in prosecuting them to the fullest extent of the law.
And they're pushing them back up to the state, and the state's going, wait a minute, we didn't plan on this. You guys aren't playing fair.
The state prison system is receiving more people coming into prison than it had anticipated, causing the problems of still the overcrowding in our prison system. We do need more prisons, which are very expensive to build and operate. If you build them, it's going to take probably 5+ years to get them built. Then where do you put them? And then you got to operate them. Our jails are overcrowded. We had an opportunity to get another jail, not a new one, but another one, too, in addition to this one, of about 230 beds. That was going to cost about $30 million to build, but then it was going to cost $6 to $8 million a year to operate,
which we didn't have. We didn't have that.
But we are building a medium security facility, getting ready to. We're going to get the architectural design and the CEQA process going and get that built. That's still going to be a few years out. and then it's going to be primarily focused on rehabilitation services and programs, but it's going to have about 64 beds for sentenced offenders and give us some space, a little relief valve to hold sentenced offenders accountable if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Okay, well, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Do you have a question for Sheriff Tom Bosinko?
I have three.
You have three.
And that's why, but I've been on hold for 5 minutes, but that's okay.
If I could make
anyway,
it 10
I can
minutes.
Make the questions. Hey,
Terry.
I just want the answers to each one if I could.
Hey, right. Terry.
First of all,
Terry.
Tom, thanks
Terry.
For what you do.
Terry, I can make it 10 minutes.
Good. But hey, I know.
We got to keep Terry focused here now.
Okay, let's go.
Stay focused.
Three questions.
Okay,
first
we're
of
ready.
All, Carl had mentioned the other day that there are three groups in Cottonwood. One being a community watch, which you were not in favor of. The other one being the militia, which you're not in favor of because of one reason or another. But who's the third group that's out there?
Our Shasta County Sheriff's Citizen Volunteer Patrol Group.
Okay, so that's a group that actually that you have that's out there.
Well, absolutely. Some very dedicated volunteers.
Is, I know that you spoke out there in front of a couple hundred people on three of us went out and they wanted to know about some information on the state of Jefferson. We talked to about 90, and when I looked through that crowd, gosh, I mean, it was just normal folk who, you know, and, you know, I've heard you make the comment that, you know, you don't want vigilanteism, but you want vigilance. Well, you can be vigilant, but if nobody comes, you know, that's a challenge. The other thing is that, you know, and I agree with you, it's not worth it to get hurt over a piece of property. However, what if they want more than the piece of property? What if they want to have at your daughter? You know, I mean, where do we draw the line? And
but
I
that's
think
why you have people
if they're done in the right way with cooperation.
That's why you
it's
have
something you're going to see.
Okay,
I'd like your comment on that.
You bet. That's why we have the ability to protect ourselves in our homes and with personal carry. Some of these individuals are going out literally on patrol, getting in pursuits which they're not authorized to do. Chasing down people in allegedly stolen vehicles, then it turns out that they're not stolen, and they're trying to take the law into their own hands, which they don't have the knowledge, the ability, or the wherewithal to do it properly, and then that's where that becomes vigilanteism. We've had reports where they block the roadways, like setting up a roadblock, which is all improper. They're not above the law, and if we catch them doing stuff outside the law in violation of it, we'll arrest them.
Well, I understand that, and then you'll have to release them because there's no room. But the thing is that I guess my question on that is, and one of the things, and then I want to move on to something else very quickly, but the question on that is that what is it, what are you doing, what are your guys doing to form some sort of relationship with, say, that community watch group, which doesn't seem to be a bunch of vigilantes. They're just, they're working folk, they're normal folk. When we went there, they were just normal people.
They can't appear.
It wasn't militia or anything like that. So, what is it that you can do to form a bond with them? And what is it exactly you have them do? And isn't that sort of isolated incidents where guys are chasing guys down? I mean, I think it's just one particular guy that was a problem, wasn't it?
No, it was not just one particular guy.
So
there were several incidents.
Issue.
It's a common issue. I have met with some of those individuals, voiced my concerns, and given them guidance. But it still continues, and that's why we have the Shasta County Sheriff's Citizen Volunteer Patrol. We do background checks on those individuals. And a person can still be, quote, a normal person, as you say, Terry. But we background them. We vet them. We make sure that it's proper. They have good judgment and good decision-making. We don't want hotheads in there, obviously. And we don't want people out being a cowboy and trying to take the law into their own hands.
I agree with you.
Okay, Terry.
Okay, on the other thing, I know that personally I had a burglary happen at my home. When I called into RPD, I was told at 8 o'clock in the morning that basically RPD was only responding to life-threatening situations. I didn't get an officer here for 4 hours. So you could draw the conclusion that for 4 hours the city of Reading was unprotected unless you had a life-threatening situation.
That's not factual.
I was told. Whether that's factual or not, that's what I was told.
Well,
and
you probably told that.
The fact is that they didn't respond. The fact is that they didn't because they would only respond to life-threatening situations.
Okay,
those
Terry,
are the two facts.
Terry.
The fact is that no one came here for 4 hours. So I kind of like your response on what you do as a citizen here in Reading. What could we do?
You need to let him respond, Terry. Okay. Tom.
Okay. Terry, thanks for calling in, and we do appreciate it. That four-hour response time, usually cold burglaries, which is a past tense burglary, those are ranked in a priority of calls coming in. So at the time, there could be assaults happening, domestic violence, and there may not be officers available to respond to the lower priority calls. Yes, they are important, but they take a lower priority over crimes of violence. The officers did respond and took your report. It's important for people to lock up their garages and cars and homes, very much so. And not saying you didn't, but just some people don't. But the dispatch system takes it on a priority basis, and the officers will get dispatched. For the ones that also don't have any leads, we do have a place for people to report their crimes online if they want. And officers do review those reports as well. Those are generally, again, lower priority property crimes, but oftentimes where they have no suspects, leads, or evidence to pursue in those particular cases. But the men and women of the Sheriff's Office, Reading Police Department, Anderson, and all the other public safety agencies are here for you. They're here for our communities, and we end up serving these communities with the best possible service that we can with the resources we have available and the budget funding that we have available, too.
Well, hey, let's not talk
Terry,
about the budget because
that'll
be a whole different issue
next week. Terry, we got like 1 minute, so give your question so he can answer, so the sheriff can answer it.
Hey, Carl, I'm trying to ask a question so he can answer, and I apologize if maybe I was talking over him because I couldn't really hear him on this line. But I am trying to give him he's a friend. I'm trying to give him a chance to respond here.
Okay, we'll just have to.
Point being that there is a real big problem here. Other than community watches, I mean, neighborhood watches obviously don't work, and I'm not going to go into those because we've talked to several people in several neighborhoods. So is community watches and maybe more community officers something you think is a priority for the entire area? That's my last question.
We don't have alignment on the part that you say neighborhood watch does not work. Neighborhood watch can be very effective, and it can be effective in reducing crime and be effective into reporting suspicious circumstances to law enforcement. But again, neighborhood watch is not law enforcement, and neighborhood watch should be the eyes and ears of law enforcement versus getting involved and trying to take the law into their own hands.
So community officers would help to free up officers, correct?
Community service officers, what you're referring to, are officers, but they are not armed officers. They're not law enforcement peace officers. And they usually handle the lower priority calls, such as the property crimes, traffic collisions that don't have injuries with them. And they can be very effective because they take the load off of the peace officers, the beat cops that are out there in taking these reports, customer service, taking fingerprints, and doing all that, and they can be effective. But again, you got to be able to have the funding to be able to pay for them. We're coming up on a break.
Okay. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot for your questions.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, our guest Sheriff Tom Basinko.
The original Popovic Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds features local businesses, great ideas, the latest design technology, and exclusive home show only discounts. See the Axner Excavation full landscape design with ideas for your next project. Stop by the Saturday barbecue competition. Sign up to win a big green egg barbecue smoker, compliments of rainbow pellet hearth and home, and have a free key made at the Carroll's Lock and Key Booth. The first 1,000 people each day receive a free plant, compliments of Orchard Supply Hardware this weekend at the Spring Home and Garden Expo. This weekend at the original Popovic Spring Home and Garden Expo, visit local businesses including Carpet One of Reading, Palmer's Furniture, J.W. Wood, Lowe's, American Door Company, Clyde's TV, Shasta Wood Products, Signature Gates, Wells Fargo, Melinda's Interiors, and North Valley Lighting for great ideas, the latest design technology, and exclusive home show only discounts. The first 1,000 people each day receive a free plant, compliments of Orchard Supply Hardware, all at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Go to ReadingHomeExpo.com for more information.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Mm-mm.
Huh? Anybody?
What day
Julie,
is it?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes! Welcome back to KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is hump day. It's Wednesday. It's the 19th of March. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:35 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And as we go back after this break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I tell you what, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I can't say enough about the cheers of barbershops.
Looks like you're about ready to go in for a
haircut. I am. You know what? I had one 2 weeks ago, and I came back. And
our hairs are growing fast. What can we say?
You know what it is?
Trying to be healthy here.
I still have my Yeah. No offense, Tom. Anyway, our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko, and we talked about there's no room in the jail. And that the system – you know what? I don't know why I'm sounding happy here, but because the system's broken down.
It is.
The system has broken down.
And it's statewide.
Down.
It's just and it's not statewide. Here in Shasta County.
It's not Shasta County. In fact, we're holding our own here in some ways that the rest of the state isn't. But I tell you what, let's go to the phones.
Julie,
do you have a question for Tom Basinko?
Good morning. Yeah, we canvass our area, and at night we try to pay attention to what's going on, our neighbors, because we see people canvassing our homes at night, our streets. And my car was broken into, and stuff, personal stuff was stolen. I gave the investigator a list of things that were stolen. Well, they actually caught the person with my checks and my Social Security card.
Mm-hmm.
And but the DA said it wasn't enough evidence to hold them, to put them in jail. So he said it would be a felony if they had my personal information. But the DA said there wasn't enough information, wasn't enough. So my question is, if we are out at night and we're taking turns watching to see who's coming by and trying to break into people's cars, because we see it often, what can we do? Obviously, I live 20 steps away from a sheriff's officer, their home, but I'm not going to go bug my officer friend at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, there's a guy out here. You know, checking door handles. There's a guy out here breaking in my neighbor's car. But, so what do we do? I mean, I don't know what the citizen's arrest is. None of us pull guns on anyone. But we do go out and say, hey, do you live in this neighborhood? No, you know. So we do ask them questions and tell them to get out of here. But, you know, they just keep coming back. What do we do?
Well, Julie, you know, thank you very much for being involved and taking the, effort to do watch in your neighborhood and getting with other neighbors. You're doing the right thing. You are locking your car. Unfortunately, it was broken into. So if you see something like that, that's what we call suspicious activity or suspicious person. When you see that person doing those things like checking door handles on cars and they're not around the area or you don't recognize them, you call our dispatch. And our dispatch phone number is 245-6540. That's the 24/7 non-emergency number. It works for Reading Police, Anderson Police, and Sheriff's Office. Of course, if it's an emergency, if you have your cell phone or if you're at home, call 911. One of the concerns I have that you said, hey, you know, we talk to these people, somewhat confront them. You know, hey, what are you doing here? Oftentimes you don't know what those person's mindset is. If they're under the influence of drugs or alcohol, that could be a little bit more dangerous if they want to become aggressive or assault somebody. But the good thing is that you're being eyes and ears for law enforcement. Continue to report it. I don't know the particulars of your case in that they did not want to file, but you certainly could call the district attorney's office at 245-6300 and ask to speak to the person that reviewed the case or maybe the officer that investigated, and they could probably give you some more information. But I want to thank you very much for calling in.
What is a citizen's arrest?
A citizen's arrest is you're allowed, a citizen can make an arrest for a misdemeanor crime that is committed in their presence or a felony that has occurred and been in their presence there. Peace officers, law enforcement, can arrest for felonies whether or not one has been committed and, of course, for misdemeanors that occur in their presence. You do run the risk, again, of confrontation. You don't know what these people's mindset is, if they have weapons or not. And that's why you can still do a citizen's arrest when a law enforcement officer arrives and say, hey, I want this person arrested. And the law enforcement officer will give you advice or information of saying, yes, yes, there's enough here to arrest, or no, there isn't, because there's also liabilities with performing arrest.
Okay.
But thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Julie. And let's go to line two with Howard. Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question or?
No, I just have a little brief comment, and it's mostly a thank you, because a lot of times law enforcement, military, if you don't thank them when they do things, you know, they don't ever hear the thank you part of it. But quick scenario, I had to leave town yesterday. I have an alarm system on my house. I live out by Keswick Dam area. And I put that alarm system in when my wife was quite ill, and it gave me a lot of, you know, comfort to know that when I was gone, the house was protected, she was protected. But anyway, I had to leave town yesterday, go up to Trinity County, and I took my cell phone, but I was way up out of range of any cell phone activity. About 11 o'clock, the alarm went off. The company that handles it eventually got a hold of the sheriff's department, and a sheriff came out, looked around the place and all that. Apparently there was nothing going on, so they left. I found out later when I got home about 5 o'clock in the evening from my daughter-in-law, because the alarm company finally got a hold of her, because she's an emergency call number. Anyway, I found out from the alarm company that my garage door had been compromised, and it has an alarm on it, and I've learned something out of the whole thing. Yesterday we had 46-mile-an-hour winds. The only thing I can think of is the wind blasted the door and wiggled it enough to set off the alarm.
We do get a thanks for calling in, Howard.
Thank you very much.
We do get a lot of alarm calls. 99% of the alarm calls that come in are false. A lot of the alarm calls do happen on inclement weather days with high winds and storms and power outages. Then the other parts are usually like when people come home at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening, they forget to turn off their alarm, or they don't get there in time. The officers do respond to alarms. They check it out if what's obvious. So if they're an officer responding there, a deputy walked around, there's no open doors, obvious signs of break-in, then they would clear. Oftentimes the alarm companies, we ask if there is a person responding to help look that over. 99% of the time we don't get people to respond to check on it. And then if nothing's obviously broken into, we clear the call and go on from there. But it's good that you do have an alarm system. That certainly helps prevent crime. But oftentimes, winds like that can jar them loose. Sometimes burglars and thieves are sophisticated enough that they compromise a door. Garage doors can be pretty easy to open up. And then if they close them behind them, it doesn't look like anything's occurred. Fortunately, you did not have a theft. And that's good. But it's good that you have an alarm system, good that you're vigilant, and do appreciate your comment. And thank you very much for being complimentary to our men and women in law enforcement.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break.
Gratitude.
here. We're going, and then we'll have the rest of the morning for some things we want to talk about. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Road, right here in Reading. And I tell you what, it's our shop of choice for buying a long gun or a pistol. And we have great gunsmiths there. Of course, John Bastiani prides himself in customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair price is something we talked to him about Monday. Man stays up till 4:30 in the morning finding ammo for his customers. Because John believes in customer service. Bastiani Arms, give him a call, 222-8222, or again, 2539 Larkspur, Bastiani Arms.
You know, Carl, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about, since you're talking about firearms there, we'll talk about concealed weapons and the permit process, and it was a topic at the
last
city
night.
Council, and so we'll talk about that when we come back from the break.
What was it? This ain't Dodge City? Well, it's not Dodge City yet. No. We'll never be Dodge City. We'll be right back. Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest.
Join us in celebrating Wind River Resort and Casino's grand opening of our luxurious hotel, located in Redding, California, March 14th through the 21st. For more information, log on to windriver.com. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away.
Hi, I'm Gary Hayward, General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. I am pleased to announce that beginning March 14th, with the grand opening of our new hotel, Wind River Resort and Casino will be the largest Native American casino to implement a 100% smoke-free policy. We are doing this because we care deeply about our guests, team members, and our community. This way, everyone's a winner. We'll continue to provide premier gaming, entertainment, and hospitality to all our guests. I'd like to invite you to come see all that we have to offer as part of the grand opening celebration of our luxurious hotel, March 14th through March 21st. Experience a smoke-free Wind River Resort and Casino and find out for yourself why it just got better on the river.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is 8:46 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Redding Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealer right here at 555 Cypress Avenue. Why go anywhere else? Make the deal right here with your neighbors. They're going to make the best deal you're going to find in all of the North State. Not only that, but an outstanding service department. Give them a call, 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. That's where we go.
Currently right. 47 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like we're going to have a temperature today. Our highs are going to be around 74, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 48. Looks like Thursday is going to be mostly sunny with 75 and Friday 75. That's our forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Definitely a local business, and they also have senior and veteran discounts. Shasta Gas Propane.
All right, let's go to the phones. Tim, good morning. Do you have a question for Sheriff Bosicko?
Yeah, you know, just reiterating what one of the last callers said, a lot of times officers don't get enough thank yous, but I've had I own a business in Reading, and I've had a couple different instances where officers did show up in a very timely manner, and just really want to say thank you for that. We all really appreciate what the Reading police do.
Well, thanks,
but that's not why I called in. One of the things, one of my concerns, you know, I grew up in this town, so I've been for about 40 years, and I've seen a real decline in, well, you know, parenting. For one thing, my mom's a foster parent. So you see this decline in the community over, and it's all drug use. So one of the things as just sort of a monitoring citizen of the community, what can, and this isn't a question so much for myself, but just for the whole community, what can we do as a community to let people know, number one, we don't like methamphetamine, we don't want it in our community, and we're going to be watching and reporting. So maybe this is just something that it's really sort of a hot button with me because, you know, I've seen just people I've known growing up in school, and then you see the decline when they get into methamphetamine and other things.
Well, Tim,
and that's a huge problem.
Yeah. Well, okay, Tim. Thanks a lot for your question. And Tom, you want to
thanks
take
for calling
this?
In, Tim. That is a good question. We do have a meth epidemic in Shasta County and even in California. And we do have our Shasta County Interagency Narcotics Task Force. It's called CINTIF. And they work drugs and drug-related crimes as far as it goes to dealing and selling of drugs. And then you can also report that to your law enforcement agency. I don't know if you live in the county or the city. If you see something occurring, call into dispatch. Remember that number was 245-6540 for non-emergencies and, of course, 911 for a life-threatening emergency. And then report those crimes. We do ask people that if you're aware of like a car or a license number that you think may be involved in drug dealing, report that. And sometimes if you get enough of those reports as far as, license numbers that come back to, druggies, that may end up leading to a search warrant. But what you see on TV where something occurs at the top of the hour, it's investigated by a quarter after the hour, and then by, 55 minutes after the hour, they're convicted and going off to prison. That usually doesn't happen. Drug investigations can be lengthy. But be involved, be aware, and report crimes and let law enforcement do their job. But thank you for calling in again, Tim.
Okay, now, Tom, we got a question in here about CCWs.
Uh-huh.
Somebody called in and said
the chat pack.
They made an appointment for a CC renewal, and they haven't received their call back yet.
That we are running about a month and a half, 2 months out. Call back in to 245-6033 and talk to Officer Paisley. He does our CCW processing and interviews, and they go through there. He does have some other duties, but we are running about, like I said, a month and a half or so out with the demand. The demand is up. There was a recent court decision that said, your reason or good cause is what they call it. Good cause for an application, all it need be is self-defense. Well, that didn't change anything here in Shasta County. It's always been self-defense, personal protection, protection of others, and to comply with the law. But there has been a big demand for CCWs over about the last 3 years.
So we've got, I think we're up to what, 5,500 with 200 in the pipeline?
Tends to be about 200 in the pipeline, and we're approaching 5,500 right now. We're one of the top issuing counties in the state. Fresno County, big county, they issue a lot. Kern County issues a lot, but we're one of the top there with nearly 5,500.
What did you see yesterday, last night, at the city council? The city council, Rick Bassetti, Missy MacArthur, and Francie Sullivan voted down the initiative that Patrick Jones brought up about arming the but if a person has a concealed carry permit.
An employee
city of the Reading, city employee, of right. Reading has a concealed carry permit to be able to carry it on the city property. As it is right now, anybody with a concealed carry permit who is not a city employee can carry on city property,
right,
including the city council, but the city employees can't.
Right. City council members are not employees. They're elected officials.
And they're considered part-time and all that.
Well, they're elected officials, so they're independent,
Of
employees.
Okay.
I saw it on the news, and the chief brought up some very good points. It's just not about carrying concealed. When the city or government entity, even like Shasta County, if they allow that, there begins to be liabilities for the city or the county, whatever government entity may be, because now they've taken a little bit more of ownership. So now are they going to allow employees to carry? If the employee uses it improperly, not only would there be discipline, there could be criminal issues involved. But then again, of course, lawsuits against the city or the county, the government entity. And that's important to know. What about training? Law enforcement, we have many other options available to us. We have, of course, backup. We have communications with our radio systems. We have pepper spray, impact weapons such as our batons, and we're trained for that. CCW people get training, but law enforcement, we get regular training on that. So it becomes of when to properly use it. We've been very, very fortunate in the county with that many permits that we don't have people using they're pulling their guns out improperly. There has been one down in Cottonwood, but it wasn't a Shasta County permit holder, and we addressed that, or the sheriff
right.
in another county.
That was they were chasing after somebody.
Right, and, improperly. Right.
Improperly. Now, so Tom, would you say, and this is an important thing, this is an important aspect of this, is your process that you issue the concealed carry permits, do you believe it's a viable, good process?
Absolutely. It's about a 25-page document of a lot of questions on there. They have to receive training from the CCW instructors, which they submit their curriculum to us, and then it covers the laws and use of force and how to transport them. Don't drink if you're carrying a weapon, alcoholic beverages. And so it covers quite a bit, covers the use of force issues as well. And then we background the person, and we look for issues of not necessarily crimes, but those are important as well. But also, do we end up going to this person's house for a lot of disturbance calls, or have we had domestic violence calls at this person's home? What's going on? Are they complying with the law? Do they have DUIs or alcohol arrests, which also goes towards, you know, addictions such as alcohol, or complying with the law if they're doing a lot of noncompliance? So there's a vetting process as well.
Tom, okay, we're approaching April.
Yes.
Is April notorious, the month of April, for anything specific we need to look out for?
Taxes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Did you hear that, Lori?
Yeah,
and Rick?
Yeah, April 15th. Okay,
are you even listening?
I am being assaulted by the government on this. I just want to know, can I arm myself to prevent this?
You can, not the taxes, but you can go through the process.
Right.
We've always had a very understanding part of issuing CCWs. As I said, we have 5,400, yes, which is a large part. But getting back to the issue that was before the city council yesterday, I do agree with the chief. It's a much more complex issue than just saying, hey, issue to city employees. It has to be looked at for risk management purposes, for liability purposes, and what conditions. Will there be any training involved? It gets more complicated when you're allowing your employees, which is the face of the city and the face of city government, to carry. Not saying that the city employees are bad or can't be trusted or anything, but it does get more involved if you allow them to carry weapons. What about the concerns if there's an incident in City Hall and an employee withdraws their firearm, exhibits it just as law enforcement is arriving? Who is the good person and who is the suspect? Law enforcement doesn't know, and that could end up in a tragic.
But that could be any. But it could
be out on the street, too.
It could be out on the street, too. So if you want to take it to that point, then could be anybody.
It could be. Even law enforcement.
Right.
If we're off duty and in plain clothes, we may not be recognized by people showing up in uniform. That's why it's important that we also carry a badge and have that exhibited. But you have to be usually good witnesses when you're off duty in plain clothes.
Do you believe in the concept of concealed carry?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. And that's what I've
I've always thought.
Always.
There is, but there's, it's a lot more complex as we try to.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, you know, and as you know, I'm an instructor, mm-hmm. and we teach this. We also teach advanced, which we really encourage people to take the next course up to get more involved in more classes. But the bottom line is, though, is that people have to be able to protect themselves.
They do. But I think the chief took a very good, balanced approach in saying this needs more.
Yeah, he did not say one way or the other on this. And I thought that's very good on your part mm-hmm. and the chief's part is throw it back into the city council or the board of supervisors. This is what we believe. There's both sides.
It's going to take some more research. Yeah. Let's look at the pros and the cons. It's just not a real quick decision to make. You want decisions to be well-informed.
Okay, 1 minute left.
Okay.
What you got, buddy? Anything that people need to watch out for?
Again.
Friday nights?
Friday nights. But mainly around our neighborhoods, make sure that you do lock your cars. Don't have valuable property, and what's considered valuable to you may not be as valuable or more valuable to somebody that doesn't have anything. So those CDs that are maybe out laying on the seat, electronic equipment, don't have those laying out. Lock your car. If you can put it in the garage, that'd be great. Most people can't put a car in their garage, but that's a whole other issue. Lock your doors.
That's a personal issue, yeah. Tom.
Lock your doors. Uh-huh. Have good lighting outside, and be aware. If somebody knocks on your door, maybe don't answer it. Look outside if you have a peephole, or say, who is it? And if it's a salesperson, thank you very much. I'm not interested. And be aware. But even if you're home, keep your doors locked too, because that keeps people from entering if you have somebody making there. But more importantly, if somebody knocks on the door, make sure that you at least acknowledge that somebody's in the house, because it could be a burglar that's knocking on the door, and then if they don't get a response, they kick the door in.
That's right. Okay. Sheriff Pasenko,
thank you very much. Thank you always. And thanks for our callers and our listeners.
Thanks, everybody.
And the people in the chat pack, you were kind and generous today and complimentary. That's what I'm trying to say here. Complimentary to our sheriff, as we should be, and encourage him and the other peace officers, and say thank you for the great work you're doing.
And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, Tom.
And thanks to Chief Paletti for taking a great approach and a balanced approach in our city and everything that he does, the men and women of Reading PD.
I'm Ed Collison in Washington. Toyota's conduct was shameful.
Attorney General Holder announcing $1 billion-plus settlement with the automaker. Holder says Toyota will admit misleading consumers about safety issues affecting its vehicles.
It showed a blatant disregard for systems and laws designed to look after the safety of consumers.
This involves vehicles recalled about 4 years ago for sudden acceleration issues. For its part, Toyota says it's committed to building trust with its customers. Russia's takeover of Ukraine's Crimea region is making Russia's neighbors quite nervous. And today comes word that masked Russian-speaking troops have seized control of Ukrainian naval headquarters in Crimea. Pro-Moscow authorities in Crimea also detained the Ukrainian Navy commander and reportedly blocked the defense minister and another government official from traveling to the peninsula. Also at SRNNews.com.